related to long-term responses to conflict, states for everyone, and the interaction of customary and modern governance.
It's a fine balance, especially in a divide, when you are having a state in a divided society. If the state mechanism institutions work for all, then the collective group becomes irrelevant. When the state is working in the interest of a certain elite or a certain social group, then everybody goes back to the box of their social group.
To counterbalance that dominance.
Then that's when the ethnicity or the religious becomes relevant, because people find a way of organizing to create the relevance to counter this other. So if the state, security, judiciary, developmental machinery is there for us all, for the good of everyone, then the group act becomes less. Everybody goes individual, because my individual right is protected. So because you're not sure your individual right is protected by the state institutions, you go then to protecting your individual right within the communal act, the communal right, the collective. So that's why people go back to the collective, which is okay if there is issue of abuse of state authority. But when the group act then becomes institutionalized, even when it's not necessary.